and I live at 29145 Stokely Road, and I am currently attending Shallow House of Hope, and here's something that I have written, what I have thought about Shallow House of Hope. The House of Hope is a haven for struggling teenagers like me, and has become like a family to me because they understand what I'm going through and show me I'm not alone. This House of Hope means everything to me and is the only thing that gets me through each week and gives me the strength and hope to overcome each day. They contradict everything that the world has been screaming in our ears since the day we were born, and they prove to us that we are more than worthless. The Shallow House of Hope is a place we can call home and is filled with people who give us love and confidence. We are bound to sin, but they show us how to break those chains. The House of Hope is a group of people who finally heard our desperate cries for help and help heal us and our families. The teenagers there are not insane. We're just struggling. We are not criminals. We are just hurting. When given the opportunity, the House of Hope can save lives. Isn't that worth the risk? Isn't that worth the time, the effort, and sacrifice? Love is sacrifice, and life is about giving love. I just currently was asked to read a note from a friend that wasn't able to attend. May I be privileged to read that?
Hope so.
Thank you. She wrote, "I attend Family Foundation School from June 2nd, 2005 to August 1st, 2007, and without the help of my faith and the staff guiding me through my problems with drugs, alcohol, sex, and suicide, and anger, I would be dead. I entered this school at the age of 14. I am now 17, and continue to live a sober life through Christ and AA. This program is a lot like the Shallow House of Hope in the way of guiding kids back to their faith, helping with all kinds of instabilities in life, and I am now regaining relationship with my parents. Thank you for your time."
Thank you.
Is there someone else over here, this gentleman? And we'll get you next, ma'am.
Come on, I'm getting on.
Everybody will be given a chance.
My name's Thomas Towers, 19518 Handy Road, Bridgeville, Delaware. I live close to the Shiloh House Hope, and I was at the last meeting, and everything I've heard in opposition to it is that how scared everybody is of a 13, 18-year-old child. Well, you know, I'm sorry for them that they're afraid, but that's the next generation, and they may be sitting in front of me someday as one of your jobs. But also, and they said something about traffic. There's nothing worse than a 50-mile-an-hour chicken truck traveling down your road every other day as soon as they pile chickens. I don't want to hear about the traffic because it's terrible. These tractor-trailers drive like they're crazy. But, gentlemen, if you don't let this happen, where do you expect these children from Sussex County? We're not talking about children elsewhere. These are from Sussex County. They could have been your children. You're just lucky that they weren't. And the opposition, they're very lucky they didn't have any children with these problems. I happen to have lost a son to suicide, so I know a lot about it. But if somebody doesn't give him a chance, and this lady has offered her property, and if you go out there, there's two brand new homes close to it. Not all these people are close. They got people from everywhere around us. And my neighbors, who know that I'm in favor of it, they don't even wave to me anymore. Yes, that's a fact, and I'm only new to this county 2 years. But I have waved to some of these people, and they act like they don't know who I am now. And I'm sorry, but it's a good thing. Thank you.
You'll be next, sir.
Don't get along.
There's someone coming right now. We'll call on you next.
They can get in line, can't they? I mean, they can.
Oh, we don't want to.
No, they let them stand. No.
Make people stand up.
My name is Rebecca Jones, 21664 North Drive, Seaford, Delaware. If someone would have told me that April 12, 2007 was going to be the start of something good for our family, I would have called that person a liar. You see, as a wife and mother, it felt on that day as though my whole world was falling apart. I had discovered that day that my son had had an addiction to internet pornography. It didn't begin the previous summer. It all started due to the choice that I made to marry for the first time, a man who I later discovered was addicted to pornography, among other things. I left that situation, but did not stop my ex-husband to start the addictive process and our own son by showing our child pornography when he was only 4 years old. My son did not consciously decide at 4 to view that garbage. It was a decision made for him by someone who did not look out for his welfare. That, unfortunately, is how many addictions seem to begin. By the time that my current husband and I had found out about this latest bout with pornography addiction, we had already had my son see psychiatrists. We had been through the court system regarding this problem 2 times to no avail, and we felt as though we were running out of hope to get the proper help for my son. Then, following a ministerium meeting in which my husband participated, he came home and excitedly told us about a place that may be able to help my son and his addiction to pornography, Shiloh House of Hope. He showed me a brochure, and after talking to Mrs. Robin Sturgeon, I felt that we should give it a try. I had fears about that myself. I wondered, will my son go in and come out with worse problems? But you know what? I'm so grateful and thankful that we have given it a try. I have seen lives changed there. I've seen a family on the verge of giving up on their daughter able to embrace and welcome her home. I've seen the changed countenance of this girl, as well as the changed countenance of a young man who is dealing with drug issues. He has had no desire to participate in drug usage anymore. I've seen changes in my own son, as well as myself, as we heal as an entire family. Are we completely over this hurdle in our lives? Not quite. But at least now, I know that there's a place close by, as opposed to hundreds of miles away from home, ready, willing, and able to help my child, my family, as well as other families grasping out for help and hope in Sussex County. I have personally seen parents changed at Shiloh House of Hope as well. As part of the program, we parents must attend a 2-hour weekly session to help us deal with the hurt, anger, sense of failure associated with a child facing the unique challenges that our children face today. I've seen a mother crying for her child and wondering if he were ever going to change, come back a few weeks later following the counseling sessions that the families need to go through, smiling and seeing honest changes in her child. None of these families are from the dregs of society who attend Shiloh House of Hope. My son has never been arrested, never committed a criminal act. We who attend and require help from Shiloh House of Hope could be anyone you know who give readily back to the community. We are pastors, business owners, farmers, homemakers. We've worked in your local retail businesses. We've helped heal physical wounds of others. Some may even be your county legislators someday. If our children had a broken bone, we would take them to the hospital. We would not be able to set that bone ourselves. So that being said, we have children who have emotional needs that we cannot fix in and of ourselves. We need a place where our entire families get healed of the wounds associated with addiction of any sort. Shiloh House of Hope is that place for us. I truly wish with all of my heart that I could help alleviate the fears of all those opposed to Shiloh House of Hope. All I can bring to mind is a moment in history. As bombs pummeled Hawaii, fear swept our nation. Those fears were alleviated by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who stated, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." Our nations, our neighborhoods themselves are being pummeled by bombs of pornography, self-mutilation, drug addiction, suicide. If we are not part of the solution to help these teens now, then we are going to be part of a bigger problem later. Most of us would agree that a full-blown ignored case of cancer should be feared much, much more than a discovered treated cancer. I honestly hold no ill will towards those in opposition. However, I do plead with everyone to please consider what they would do if it were their own child or even if it was their grandchild. Hopefully, they would have a place like Shiloh House of Hope to run to. I humbly ask that Shiloh House of Hope be given a chance to operate to its full capacity. I firmly believe that anyone who has a child in a crisis situation, willing to make the changes necessary within themselves as well to help healing to come to the whole family, they will find real hope that changes lives as well as communities for the better at Shiloh House of Hope. In this global society, addiction is only a mouse click away. No matter where you live, or how long you've lived here in Sussex County. Broken families beget broken communities. Whole and well families beget whole and well communities. I'm going to ask, please allow Shiloh House of Hope to become the place of healing that it is meant to be. And I thank you very much for your time, sirs. And thank you.
I don't know how to follow that. My name is Paul Alexander. I am the administrator of the Mission of Hope in Seaford, Delaware. That's a 30-bed homeless shelter that also has a recovery program, and it generally runs as a maximum of 30 men throughout the year. When I first heard about the Shiloh House of Hope, I looked into whether they would have the capabilities of being effective in doing what the saints are going to do. It comes from my nature of being an analysis, which was a job I had in the government before I retired. Like I said, I'm currently the administrator since 2004 at the Mission of Hope. The Shiloh House of Hope has basically the same format plan that we use at the Mission of Hope for adult men. And I understand the fears of people who may face the fact of having an institution like this or a mission like this within their area. But what I found out when researching this, this Shiloh House of Help is really going to be effective in changing people's lives, because it is about hope. And that's the one thing I hope never gets missed here. It's about the hope of transformation and giving a second chance to people that are hurting. And the earlier you catch them, the better they are. One of the things I see with the hundreds of men that come through the mission, I see common denominators that within their youth, that's when their problems started. And they left them untreated. Eventually, it became a pattern and an addiction in their life. And countless times after times, of all the classes of men I've had come through that mission, you would hear them say, if only somebody had the support or had the help when I was younger. Someone who didn't just want to hold hands, swap spit, skip along the beach and sing kumbaya, but somebody who really wanted to get in there and support and help. This organization, the way it's set up, has an opportunity of being very successful in helping many lives and changing many lives, primarily because they have a common denominator factor built into it that you don't see it if you don't treat them when they're younger. They have support. They have it set up where they have a parent in support. The success of people that are in rehab, if you look at it, and we studied it hard when we put our program together, that is a key element. Environment is the other element. There are many times when I move men who are in this Sussex County, when they come to me and they're too far gone, I will move them into an area and separate them from their immediate surroundings. I'll send them to Cincinnati, Teen Challenges up in Albany, New York, Life Change Skills in Richmond Farms, because that's the only time that they, who've been doing their addictions and got past their teenage years, that's the only thing that really seems to help in increasing their success rate or overcoming and transforming their lives. Catching a teenager while they're young saves this county, saves this state, saves all of us, not just money, but reestablishing families. I don't know how we can put a price on that. I do know this. I have a mission that's located right in what they used to call Crack Alley. It's a structured environment. It's a tough environment. I take in men who want to change their lives, men who missed it from their teen years. I do know this, that when people want that change and they work at it, and you have proper, capable counseling and a faith base that returns them to the love of God, that anything is possible. You'll see miracles. And what price do we in Sussex County? I live in Sussex County. I once had the same fears. I once looked at that place as a leper colony. I now see it as a chance of transformation and hope. And if you take these teenagers and you catch them when they're 400 years, and you get them out of those addictions, and you hold them back, and you give them the proper counseling, the love that they have, they can go on to be the next productive citizens of Sussex County. They can really go on to be the future of this county. What price can we put on that? Thank you, gentlemen.
There was a...
Yes, my name's Gary McWhite. I live in Millsboro, Delaware, 138 West State Street, and I'm a parent of one of the children. We did this, not live there treatment with House of Hope. My daughter was always, you know, like the perfect kid, quiet as could be, never any trouble in school anywhere of any kind. And then towards the end of last year, all of a sudden, this disconnect happened. We had no idea where it came from. We'd gone to church our whole lives, raised them in the church, pray, you know, Christian basis, and all of a sudden there's this disconnect. Some things went on, and she actually ended up running away. And we had no idea where it came from, what to do. Called a church, because your typical counseling for us non-faith-based is, just doesn't get it, right? So the church referred us to Shiloh House of Hope, which we'd never heard of. We went there. Took about 6 months. For a while, we didn't know where it was going to go, if it was going to work or not, but we kept stuck with it and prayed. And came out the other side. She's back to better than ever. She wrote a letter. She'd be here today. But like I said, she's always had excellent grades. She's in the Academic Challenge Program, if you guys are familiar with that. It's like an advanced college level courses that start, I think, around seventh grade. I think she's in her fourth year now. It's third or fourth year. Last year, she'd done well enough prior to these things going on that even though things did drop dramatically, she made it through. Well, she's back in this year. She's back on track. She's been back on track since we went through the program. Things are awesome. She'd be here today, but she's an academic challenge and only meets once a week. If she was not there today, it's like missing a whole week. So anyway, after when my wife has a chance, she has the letter she wrote, because I get a bit emotional. I choke up. I wouldn't be able to read it. So my wife's going to try. But along with that, this facility is great. It's great people. It's Christian-based. This is an awesome thing to happen and to be here for this community, and it is for this area, this community. A lot of people come off, they want to make like it's, as the other gentleman said, compare it to Orlando or Baltimore or Washington, D.C. You know, it's not a bunch of gangbangers. It's the kids who live and are here in our schools and in our communities every day. We never did have any of these problems they come up with, the drugs, the gangbang, and the sex, and all the rest. She just got off track and was hanging with some wrong kids, inappropriate, and we had a disconnect. So they brought us back together. But it's for the kids that are here already anyway. The people, as they say, that will be here are going to be screened, monitored, observed, the whole deal. That doesn't even happen in our schools. You know, I could be anybody from anywhere. I could be you know, a mafioso. I could be the leader of a bike gang. Pick your least favorite one. I could have 100-200 bikes come from all over this country. If I bought that farm myself as a private citizen, I could have anybody and everybody I want to go. They could come and go all night long. You talk about traffic. Let's have 100-200-300 bikes come and go all night long, leave and come as go as they please. Bring whatever they want to with that, the drugs, the alcohol, the weapons. Are they going to be screened? Are they going to be monitored? Are they going to be let the neighbors know when they leave? Or, you know, what I mean, you know, there's no controls. You know what you're getting here. It has to be through a process, monitor screened, you know. Plus, along with that, when we had the other meeting, we had men and the neighbors speak. You know, they talk about the one guy, you know, he protects his property, Smith & Wesson. Sounds like anybody comes near him, he's going to shoot him. We hear talk about when there's domestic disturbance, it took the police 15 minutes to get there. Well, you've already got domestic disturbance and the police coming. You've got another guy talks about he was hunting his family. One of his family members got hit in the hand with a shotgun pellet that was stray or whatever. I mean, it sounds to me like these neighbors are already more of a threat and danger to themselves than this facility or the people that would be staying there. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Have
his wife next.
Your wife, would you she come up so we can have that testimony together?
Good afternoon. My name is Annabelle McWhite, and my husband and I are raising three teenagers, and one of them attended Shiloh House of Hope, who is our daughter, Maxine Almine. She is 14 years old. She wrote an essay, and unfortunately, she's not here to read the letter, but I would like to read it in behalf of my daughter.
Please, go ahead.
The average teenagers takes on more adversity in our world than most give them credit for. Teenager, Years are a crucial period of time when people of all types are being pressured with sex, drugs, and a number of other negative alternatives. In fact, every 100 minutes, another teenager will commit suicide. Shiloh House of Hope's noble purpose is to help heal these hurting teens, survive, and live a life of purpose. I was one of those lost teens, but thanks to Shiloh House of Hope, I've overcome quite a few conflicts and become an overall better person. First of all, I was always known to be a rather well-behaved kid. I wasn't into drugs, I never had a detention, and I'm even in a few advanced classes at school. However, somewhere along the line, I began to stray. I'd gotten into some difficult areas in life. This caused me to develop bad habits, such as slacking off in school, and instead of parents, I turned to reckless friends and made wrong decisions. The chain of poor choices eventually led to larger issues, like running away from home, slipping into depression, and walking the road to a harmful life. Then my mother, which is May, found out about Shiloh House of Hope. At first, I was reluctant to go, thinking it was going to be another long, boring, emotional string of awkward counseling sessions. However, counselors there made me feel much more welcome. They all seemed to have their own testimony and story, so I felt that they could really understand me. The group counseling sessions probably helped the most because they allowed me to relate to other teens that were experiencing similar problems. To tell the truth, the greatest difference I saw was the presence of God. Being a former atheist, I wasn't so open to the idea of accepting Christianity, but anyone who has gone to meetings there can answer without question that God has a handful of gracious people there. Needless to say, Shiloh House of Hope, through their kindness, compassion, and the grace of God, led me to Christianity and a whole new way of life. I've moved back in with my mom after months of being in less suitable conditions at my father's house. My grades in school have gone back up. I'm living my whole life as I should, and I know I wouldn't be if it weren't for Shiloh's help. I'd love to see Shiloh progress in the future. They've changed my life for the better, and their intentions are good. It would be great to see other teenagers and parents find God and learn how to live a positive, meaningful life. I'm forever grateful for all the help I've received, as are my mother and the rest of my family. Thank you, Shiloh House of Hope, for everything. I'd like to add, you know, raising teenagers at this time is very difficult. We as parents need help, and I think that's why Shiloh House of Hope is here. They are facing challenges every day. A lot of them are mentioned before, and it's hard on these kids, and we as parents need help. And gentlemen, please, let Shiloh House of Hope help families like us. Thank you.
Where did your daughter, did she go to Bridgeville, to the non-resident program?
She went to Bridgeville, non-resident program, yeah. Me as well and my husband, we attended once a week sessions with the parents and the teenagers that were there. It was a quite rewarding experience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ed Cooling. I live at 106 Jacobs Avenue, Bridgeville. I'm a pastor in the local area. I've been a pastor in that area for a little over 6 years, and I've seen firsthand some of the things that our teenagers face. I've seen it within our own congregation. Robin and Lori came to our church and spoke about their vision for House of Hope and reaching out and helping teenagers. And I was really excited about that. And the thing that really moved me was the fact that there were many of our teenagers in our congregation that came to the altar and prayed for Lori and Robin because they know for a fact that a place like this is needed. They know from being in the schools that they are in that a place like this is definitely needed. And I felt as if the Lord was asking me to help out whatever way that I could. And in January, I began teaching the parenting class where parents would come and meet for 2 hours one night a week. We talked about things such as anger management. We talked about setting boundaries. We talked about discipline. We talked about how to be better parents. Yes, this is about the children and the lives that need to be changed, but it is also about those parents who care so much. I watched these parents grow, and I watched how hard and how much they loved their children and how much it was needed. And having a non-residential place has already done tremendous things. And I just cannot begin to imagine if there was a residential place, what could happen in our community. And I thank you for your time.
A young lady against the wall.
Hello, my name is Charity Collins. I live in Lewis, Delaware at 18543 Foxfield Lane. I just kind of wrote a letter last night to present to you gentlemen today. It brings me great delight to talk about how the Shiloh House of Hope could improve one's life. For example, my best friend Karis has gone through a lot of trouble in her teen years, resulting in drugs, cutting, lying, bulimia, and sexual behavior. I know firsthand how it is to watch someone you love not be able to cope with life around them. I want a home to go to and a place to belong, just as their family would like to see that too. My family lended a hand to the Costello family to help them out the best we could. Karis came to live with us the winter of 2006, and during that time, most of her actions remained the same. Both families, the Costellos and mine, tried desperately to find a place for Karis to go to straighten out her life, but failed because there was no local facility for a troubled teen to go to be helped in a Christian environment and closely together with their family, still remaining in full everyday contact. Shiloh House of Hope offers this. Sue Costello quotes, "We were feeling hopeless. We had no support professionally, and we felt there was no place for us or our daughter to go for help and to be able to afford it. The Costello family strongly supports Shiloh House of Hope and wishes there was one that Karis could attend and that way be able to work together as a family to be closer. Sue, praying and finding peace in God, simply told me that her family couldn't find a place that had Christian values and that Christian support is what they needed the most. With a local facility such as Shiloh House of Hope, the troubled teens in our community and their families could benefit from family counseling and working closely together to renew their relationship with God and with one another. I hope you would strongly consider approving the establishment of the Shiloh House of Hope because I believe it would make our community a better environment. Thank you for your time."
Thank you.
Anyone else who wishes to speak in support?
Good afternoon. My name is Brenda Will, and I'm from 15 Steeles Ridge Road, Wyoming, Delaware. I am a former CASA advocate from Caroline County in Maryland. I moved back here 3 years ago, and at that time, right before that, is when I met Lori. And she told me of her desire to do this. I was very encouraged. After having worked with children whose parents are no longer involved in their life because they're in foster care or they're in a home, I saw the need for parents to absolutely be involved and that this particular thing would bring about a change in the child's life and renew the family. And so I'm asking you all to take great consideration in the difference between what happens to the teens, the troubled teens that we have now, and the ones who could get the help that they need and have their parents be part of that help. So please consider that as you think about the life of these teenagers. Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody over here.
My name is Robert Marks, 14800 Sadie Lane, Laurel. I'm on the board of directors and also do communications for the Mission of Hope in Seaford. And I just have in the interest of brevity, I just have a letter to put into the record since I write a lot better than I speak.
Could you give that to Mr. Lank?
Thank you.
There's somebody over here.
Hello, my name is Bethany Calloway. I live at the address of 18941 Atlanta Road, Bridgeville, Delaware. Sorry.
Take your time.
I live about 3 miles away from Lori Ryder and her family, and I practically grew up with her 2 boys. I know for a fact that nobody would ever put their own kids in danger, so why would Miss Lori put the house in her own front yard if she thought that she and her kids were in any type of danger? I have heard that the big opposition is not against the house and what they're doing, but where it's located. Miss Lori is completely donating 6 acres of her own land that she could do something else with, that she could sell and make money, or I don't even know what else, but she's donating land where nobody else has come up and said that they would donate land closer to town, whether closer to the authorities or to the fire department, where if there was a fire or accident at the Shallow House of Hope. One of the last things is that this house would be so beneficial to the teenage community. Because nobody knows how hard it is to grow up as a teenager, except for us, who are in the public schools, and where drug, alcohol, and sex is prominent and growing. And it's easier for teenagers to turn to instead of their own parents. I've heard that it's a parent's fault that kids grow up the way they do. That's completely not even true. A parent can't control what happens to their child if they're raped, sexually, emotionally, or physically abused, or if they are addicted to porn, alcohol, or drugs. Thank you, gentlemen, for listening to a teenage girl who would have loved to have this around. She could have used it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
My name is Bill Seitz, and I live at 105 Early Avenue in Bridgeville, Delaware. And it just tears me up to see this community torn apart by something Lori told me about a couple years ago, and I thought it would be the best thing since sliced bread. When I see my friends and my neighbors going against each other because of something Christian-based that God wants us to put together, it tears me up. For those people who are opposed to this, I just want to let them know I live 200 yards away from a group home that was much opposed about 14 or 15 years ago, much opposed. I lived there 13 and a half years, and we have never, ever had one incident with that group home because it's well supervised, like Shiloh also hope will be. Thank you for your time.
Anyone else who wishes to speak in support? Okay. Have I make sure I see everybody. Is there a representative for those who might be in opposition? Mr. Willard?
Mr. Willard. Do we need that television here now?
I don't think so.
That's for Mr. Willard.
Are you going to use the television, Mr. Willard?
Excuse me, sir?
Are you using the television?
Yeah, we have a couple of videos.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I was going to move if you did. I didn't know if you did or not.
I don't know. I have a couple boards I need to put up and one I need to
do you want
clips on it if it's appropriate to take a
Do you need a couple minutes to get set up?
Rather than you watch me do that, it might be worthwhile.
All right, we'll take about a 3-minute break.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Tim.
Thanks, Bill.